saying she needs more time to consider building a facility that could stand empty at times. School board member Nancy Garrison is looking for more information about the proposed uses for this building before the board votes on it May 20th.
It's less than 20% of our existing capital fund balance, but that's still a lot of money. And, you know, the voters I represent need me to be confident with every vote I make on their behalf.
The district is up against a wall. The lease on the current building in Prospector expires next year, and Garrison says it will no longer be available. If the district hopes to see the project get done this summer, she says they'll need to start construction soon. There is not an ideal space at the high school that they could use instead.
The idea behind PC CAPS, as you know, the project-based learning program, is that it have a different feel than the classroom, that it has a business atmosphere, a sense of professionalism that really mirrors that which you'll find in the workplace.
The school board is basing its decision on a very detailed facility study that was done by an architectural firm. However, Garrison says she'd like to see more input from patrons about what that Kearns campus looks like in the future. On another issue, Garrison isn't sure what kind of support there is to move from a 3-bell to a 2-bell schedule as proposed by Superintendent Ember Conley. While Garrison understands that it would make it easier for teacher collaboration, she questions whether it's a good $500,000 investment.
Some of that is one-time money. Some of it is ongoing money because of staff costs associated with those new bus routes. I'm not sure there is support for that investment. And, you know, the district learning plan has, as it was presented to us, several million-dollar cost implication. All of that's not going to get approved. That's my sense of it. We're going to have an additional budget review meeting next week to really drill down on details and understand. And the superintendent was very clear in saying, if you give me the guidance of what the number is I have to live within, I will find those dollars, or I will give them back.
In order for teacher collaboration to work, she says some alignment in the schedule needs to be made.
You know, we have early out options. We have some ways of making it work that are a little less elegant than a 2-bell schedule.
The premise for collaboration, she says, is a good one, and it's something that is already being used by many districts and colleges across the country.
We are really embracing this professional learning community, which is a research-based philosophy, if you will, that exists on college campuses where I teach at Westminster, for example, as well as in K-12 settings. And the idea is that we have a very good understanding of the entire realm of K-12 science so that the third grade teacher understands the 11th grade objectives so that we're supporting and backwards designing all of our curriculum and our student experiences to align.
In other business Tuesday, the school board approved a 14.6% increase in health insurance rates. That translates to about $1,600 a month that the district spends per employee on health insurance cost. Garrison says the district phased in the employee pay plan this year to help offset some of those insurance costs. The school board is also looking at next year's $3 million deficiency. Garrison says while there is money in the rainy day fund to cover that, the board will need to look at how to deal with the growing deficiency in the years to come.
Well, we're talking radical budget cuts if we're going to live within those, if we're going to live within our means, or we have to do something on the revenue side. Now, on the revenue side, we've done some planning with the county, and we're looking at forecasts in terms of trying to understand our potential for tax base increase. But it just is not keeping pace with our increase in expenses. Insurance is a good example. There is no revenue stream that is projected to have a 15% or even 10% increase. So when you have costs rising like that, it's, you know, you're between a rock and a hard place. You're looking for revenue.
That's Park City School Board member Nancy Garrison. She added that while patrons say they want a world-class education system in Park City and to be ranked as one of the top school districts in the country, that comes at a price. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.